This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In the light of the last two visits, when we studied what Peter had to say about the Word of God, I would like to focus on what he said in 2 Peter 3:9 through 18. Here Peter reminds us that God will keep his promise concerning the return of Christ, but he is patiently delaying it so that everyone will have an opportunity to repent and be ready for that day. There will be a suddenness to Christ's coming that could take us by surprise if we are not ready. Since this is true, Peter asks pleadingly, what kind of people ought we to be? First, we should look forward to the day when we will enjoy a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. Second, to be ready for that day, we need to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Third, this process should lead us into living holy and godly lives so that we will be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with God. When we get ourselves ready in this way, we will no doubt stand out among those among whom we live and work and play. If they have questions about our hope, Peter has told us that we should be ready to give an answer to their questions with gentleness and respect. Our heart's desire should be that of our Heavenly Father. He doesn't want anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. He will not force anyone to make that decision, nor should we, but we should do everything within our power to give them an opportunity. Then we need to pray for them and trust God for the results. Well, if these studies have been helpful, I'd like to hear from you. Lud Golds, Novelty, Ohio, 44072, or you can do it through my website, gettingthemessage.org.